Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting edition of On the Menu Live. You're listening to Matt Russell broadcasting live from one of the great new places here in Southern Arizona. Now listen, fellow foodies, we have gone totally tamale this Saturday. And when the fever hits us, there's only one place to go, and that's the Tucson Tamale Company, the newest location on the northeast corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde. And fellow foodies, we have a party that is all ready for you. Get this. Come on in for the broadcast. Hang out for a little bit. Have some food. Order from one of the countless numbers of tamales they have on the menu. And with every purchase, you're going to get a free, a complimentary, a no-charge Valentine's tamale. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's in a Valentine's tamale because it's ooey and it's gooey. And speaking of ooey and gooey, our celebrity co-host is back in the seat. Fellow foodie and former NFL star John Fita is in the house.
Cheers to you, Matt Russell. I don't know why I became ooey and gooey.
Ooey and gooey.
It sounds like a Disney duo. Ooey and gooey. And they get into some problems with food.
Oh, man.
You're ooey and I'm gooey, and it's tamale time.
It is totally tamale time here.
Tamale time.
Last time we had you on the show, do you remember we were broadcasting from the old Public Grill? I remember the air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
And so I'm wearing the same outfit I wore when we were on the air last time.
I smell it. I know. That's terrific.
But anyway, always a great destination for an authentic tamale. We love Todd and Sherry Martin here. We're going to be going in headfirst into some life-changing tamales, but here we are the day after Valentine's Day, and all of your fans, John Fina, want to know, how did John Fina, you know, Mr. Romance himself, celebrate Valentine's Day with your lovely bride? What was on your agenda, John?
Well, my wife threw a curveball. I got a lot of family in town. I got aunts and uncles from Rochester, New York here. And my wife said, why don't we have everybody over for dinner?
Wow.
Her parents, her uncles, my uncles and aunts, and we had, it was almost like a Thanksgiving dinner. We had so many people. So it was less romantic, but very inclusive. We had a big, huge pot of beef stroganoff.
Oh, nice.
It was outstanding.
Now, along the spectrum of stroganoffs, John Fina, where does yours fall? I mean, there's sort of, you know, rich and creamy. There's kind of earthy and rustic. When it comes to stroganoff, what say you, John?
Well, we're rich and creamy, folks.
Attaboy. In addition to ooey gooey.
And kudos to the lovely and talented Melissa Fina. Because I was busy all day, and she did all the cooking.
Right on.
Yeah?
I love it.
I just kind of finished it up with the sour cream, a little bit of cream cheese.
I love it. That secret ingredient.
Yeah, a little secret ingredient there. And it cooked long enough. The meat was tender. It fell apart. It wasn't chewy. It wasn't tough.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, I had to do a little signature Brussels sprouts with it. You know,
gorgeous.
Onions and bacon.
In the stroganoff.
No, on the side.
I was going to say, that'd be
no,
pretty
that's
innovative.
Like putting salmon in a seafood stew. All you taste is salmon.
So now, is it hard for you to kind of let others take over in the kitchen? I mean, you're such a world-class foodie. Is it tough for you to kind of stand back and watch everybody else go to work?
It's horrible. I walk in, I'm like, I have this little L shape, and I'm like, okay, get out. And people kind of want to walk through there and hang out and, like, open a bottle of wine in my triangle.
Yeah,
like, this is the triangle.
If you're gonna do it, open up two bottles of wine.
That's right. And I got a little dog. Get out of here. What about you? What'd the Russells do? It's a little romance.
Yeah, a little. You know, there's always romance in the Russell house. We decided, go out on a little date, which we don't do frequently enough, I should say. So we went over to see our good friend Chef Albert Hall up at Acacia and had a lovely Valentine's prefix meal. They always hit it out of the park. We just love Albert Hall and everything he's about, and we just had a great time. It was an ooey and gooey evening.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stroganoff. Ooey
and
gooey. And you know what I love about the Tucson Tamale Company?
Right.
This is my Safeway.
This,
I'm right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I only live 4 miles away.
Woo-hoo.
I think I'm going to send for my things.
All right. So how cool is that? You know, you're like, oh, it's like 5 o'clock. What am I going to have for dinner? Well, I still got to get the staples. I don't want to go home and cook, but maybe I'll do a couple of sides. couple of tamales.
Perfect. And, you know, you're going to lose count how many tamales they have in the menu. And, again, we're going to be talking to the Martins about that and how they drill down the menu to these show-stopping tamales. Speaking of show-stopping, though, let's talk about this Valentine's tamale. Okay,
I want to hear it. Come on. Let's get ooey and gooey.
We're going to get ooey and gooey. You come on in here, you order anything on the menu, and then you're going to get a free, a complimentary Valentine's tamale, which is milk chocolate chips, organic cherries, all folded into an organic cocoa masa. So my good friend Laura Reese tells me that what this comes out like a molten lava cake, and it's a tamale, John Fina.
Oh, my God. That's that's ridiculous. It's like a crime. People are going to start lining up.
Seriously. I mean, and
that's good for how long? How long can I take advantage of this incredible offer?
You know, they're going to be doing that through Thursday of the coming week, through Thursday, just to celebrate Valentine's, you know, get the celebration out for as long as they possibly can.
Since we didn't get a day off, we should at least celebrate with outstanding food.
Absolutely. So speaking of outstanding food, when you're not in the cuisine de arts of the Fina household, what are you liking on the local food and beverage scene here in town?
You know, we keep it pretty simple with four kids, you know, the outdoors too often. And, I keep my eyes open and my ear to the ground to hear what people are doing. I find myself running that Wilmot Corridor and I end up in NYPD all the time. I was there today with my family. We had eggplant parm and, oh, the pizza is just outstanding.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you were the guy that first introduced me to, it's Mark, right?
Mark
Fontana at NYPD. And I said, you know what, the pizza can't be that good. I mean, I like John. John's a good guy. He's never steered me wrong. I went to NYPD and like, oh, my gosh, this is like real New York pizza.
It is.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He says people accuse him of drizzling oil on the top of the pizza, but he has to explain to them that that's not oil. That's the natural oils from the Mott's that he's pulling right there, and which is what you want. And he says, look, if that's not dripping down your arm, it ain't New York pizza.
Yeah, it really is. Bruno was there today with me, and he likes it. This is his favorite. Sausage and bacon.
Sausage and bacon. To meet his cardiologist.
I mean, how can that? So he's only 11, so he doesn't quite have a cardiologist yet, but he's planning.
We're talking to John Fina, our celebrity co-host, for the full hour here at Tucson Tamale Company. Fellow foodie extraordinaire, a former NFL superstar with the Buffalo Bills, and also proud father of, may we do this on live radio?
Absolutely, why not?
We got Roman Fina in the house. Roman just coming off a successful day on the soccer field. You know, bruised up a little bit, which means he played an aggressive game today.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, Roman's a real foodie, too. You know, a lot of kids Roman's age. How old are you, Roman? You're seven? He's seven. He's a little shy.
I hope you're right, John.
Yeah, he's seven. He's my kid, I think, because he looks a little bit like me. You know what Roman likes? Roman eats salmon and shrimp.
Attaboy.
I mean, outside the box eater here.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we happen to be here, something that Roman might not know about. It's Arizona Beer Week and Arizona Cocktail Week. I should say we're enjoying some local Arizona beer right here that they have on tap at Tucson Tamale Company. It's the Hop Shock IPA from Santan up in the Phoenix area. I think it's up in Chandler. I love a local restaurant that supports local beers, and there's no coincidence that Jerry Heinze from Tucson Night Out, who supports everything local, is right here joining on in the party. How important is it to drink Arizona beer?
Well, listen, I'm all about buying local,
right,
and retailing, anything you can do to spend money in your own community. We need these tax dollars. Our Tucson economy is pretty awful. There's no two ways about it. Yeah. No two ways about it. Anything you can do, support your local brewers. And by the way, this is an outstanding product. It's just great beer.
Yeah.
Love the IPAs. They're hot right now, and we have a multitude. We're coming into Beer Week, so get out there and taste it.
Yeah, I mean, what goes better with a nice tamale than a great craft local Arizona beer? Again, I don't know what – I mean, this is only an hour show. I mean, this should be a special three-hour edition.
I agree.
Anyway, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, speaking of Arizona Cocktail Week, we're going to be talking to Aaron DeFeo, the master mixologist over at the Casino del Sol, to find out what the casino has up their sleeve for Arizona Cocktail Week. You don't want to miss a minute of this, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness right here at the Tucson Tamale Company, the new location of the Tucson Tamale Company, northeast corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanca Verde. Just roll down your window, stick your nose out a little bit, and follow the aroma to the fresh masa. It's all about the masa, and it's all about our celebrity co-host here for the full hour, fellow foodie and former NFL superstar John Fina. Having a great time with that beer, I see.
I'm loving it. I'm nursing it a little bit. You know, I want to get the full flavor. It's just, that's a great IPA.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, nothing too aggressive about it on the citrus side, not too much on the vegetal side. You know, it's really well balanced.
Totally agree.
Even drinking beer, that's going to go great with my tamales. Roman over here is already enjoying an ooey gooey Valentine-y tamale.
I love it. I love it. Well, speaking of Arizona Beer Week, you know, Arizona Cocktail Week is just kicked off, and a good friend of ours down at the Casino del Sol has got some really fun things up his sleeve. We thought we'd check in with him this Saturday. Master mixologist of the Casino del Sol, Aaron DeFeo, is back with us. Hey, Aaron, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Matt? Nice to be on the program again.
We're having too much fun. We're surrounded. We got surround sound tamales, Aaron.
Oh, man. I wish I was I wish I was there, but I'm surrounded by cocktails right now. So I don't know who's having a better time.
Not a bad concession prize. Well, listen, Arizona Cocktail Week is in front of us. We've got a whole week and then some to experience and to celebrate everything happening on the statewide Grand Canyon State cocktail scene. And, you know, no one better in Southern Arizona knows the trends and cocktails than Aaron DeFeo. What's going on at the Casino del Sol for Arizona Cocktail Week?
Well, we've actually got a great deal, Matt, for people that come in for Arizona Cocktail Week. Got 50% off all of our cocktails at PY. Just the ones on the list, a PY Steakhouse and Prema Lounge.
Wow.
And people can actually purchase wristbands and come in and mention Arizona Cocktail Week. Those of you who do have wristbands and are lucky enough to come to some of the events that are going on up here in Phoenix, a really star-studded event.
Now, I want to make sure I understood you right, Aaron DeFeo. Did you say 15% off cocktails, or did you say 50?
Half off
cocktails,
wow.
John Fina.
Just the ones on the list, though.
Just the ones on the list. Well, it's not like we've got to make a sacrifice here.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. Only the ones on the list? 50% off?
So all of our listeners know how much I love the PY Steakhouse. I think it's a great steak and cocktail and cigar experience right there on the grounds of the Casino del Sol Resort. I think it's the great place to kind of begin a culinary experience and a great place to end one and sort of do a little loop around, and I love it. And so give us an idea, Aaron, of some of the cocktails that are on the list that are going to be half off for Arizona Cocktail Week. I mean, we're not talking about rum and Cokes here, for crying out loud.
No, actually, we have a list that we've been doing at PY Steakhouse for a couple months. That's still really exciting. Still a lot of fall flavors. I know it's warming up really quickly here, but we've been doing a lot of stuff with. We had a great cranberry and cardamom inspired cocktail on there. We've got a cocktail on draft. We're the only place in Tucson, or the first place in Tucson, to have a fully carbonated citrus cocktail on draft. And that's an Italian souvenir sales, and that's actually made by our bartender, Eric Harding. We have that kegged up and ready to go. It's really a cool experience if you never had a fully carbonated cocktail, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. And I love when Eric gets busy behind the bar. I mean, Eric made me my first PY Sazerac, and, you know, my life hasn't been the same since. Every time I come in there, Aaron always comes over to me and he says, you know, Matt, there are other cocktails on this menu than the Sazerac. I mean, you know, expand your horizons, for crying out loud. But I love that large ice cube, you know, around which this gorgeous cocktail, you know, sort of swims. I absolutely love it. So
I'm still trying to get my mind wrapped around a fully carbonated cocktail. That sounds so good. It sounds so refreshing.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I know it's a little unseasonably warm right now, but Aaron, do you deliver? I mean, that sounds terrific. I'll trade you. I'll give you a tamale. You give me a couple of cocktails.
Yeah, so, you know, the really great thing about that carbonation is it keeps a zero oxygen environment inside of that keg, so the citrus juice doesn't oxidize. Pretty cool the way the whole thing works out. But we're really excited to continue to do great cocktails like that. And we have a new menu coming out probably in the next month.
So we want to make sure that all of our listeners stay close to Aaron, stay close to the Casino del Sol, the PY Steakhouse. You can check them out online. Now, Aaron, you mentioned a wristband. So to get this 50% off the cocktails that are on your menu, how does one procure one of these wristbands?
Well, we have some at PY. You would have to actually get one through through the actual Arizona Cocktail Week website. But those wristbands, you know, for Tucson, because we don't really have any big events going on down there, you know, that's why I said you can come in and mention Arizona Cocktail Week at the casino. Up here in Phoenix, the wristband actually gets you into a lot of different tasting rooms and cool experiences. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm actually about to make cocktails for one of the world's foremost authorities on sherry and mezcal. So I'm pretty excited about that.
A tall order indeed, Aaron DeFeo. So you don't need a wristband when you come to the PY Steakhouse. All you got to do is say, I'm here to support Arizona Cocktail Week. I heard Aaron DeFeo on the radio, and he tells me I only have to pay 50% for that gorgeous cocktail, and they're going to deliver. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So we got about another 30 seconds left, Aaron. How can people find out more about the PY Steakhouse? More importantly, how can they make reservations to come on there and enjoy it for themselves?
Well, the best way is to go to our website at www.casinodelsolresort.com, and you know, really, and then just click on the PY Steakhouse link, and you can actually make your reservation through OpenTable. I find that's the easiest way to do it all the time. You do it from your phone, you can do it from your desktop, you know. And we've been fairly booked solid lately, so you know, you got to get in there a little bit early, maybe a day or two, and make sure you get that reservation. But OpenTable works great.
That's perfect. It looks like John Fina is doing it right now. He's making reservations for the PY Steakhouse. Anyway, Aaron DeFeo, master mixologist at the Casino del Sol, thank you for everything that you do to libate this community. Have a blast up in Phoenix and drive safely on your way home.
Thank you so much. Look forward
thank
to seeing you,
Aaron
Matt.
DeFeo.
Have a good one.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the Lovebirds themselves, Todd and Sherry Martin, are going to have a great love story to tell you. And it's about tamales. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tamale Town. In fact, our destination of choice for tamales, real authentic tamales right here at the Tucson Tamale Company, the new location on the northeast corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanque Verde. It sounds like we've got some tamale heads in the house. John Fina, a fellow foodie, former NFL superstar, our celebrity co-host. Can I get you another beer, sir?
I'm getting there, but you know what I like best about Tucson food?
What's that?
Knowing the people, meeting the people, and hearing the story.
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it. What a great segue, because when you walk into Tucson Tamale Company, you know, these aren't the two owners that check in quarterly with their management staff. You come into Tucson Tamale Company, you see Todd and Sherry Martin. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing fantastic. I mean, I feel like I'm at home here every time I come.
That's what we like.
Oh, man. So, we're gonna have some time with you guys to really kind of go over the menu and actually put some of your bold claims to the test and do a little tasting live in front of our 10 million listeners. But our folks want to know how this whole thing got started. Todd, I think you said once, it takes a little bit of craziness to start your own business. Looking back now, are you certifiable, how are we doing this?
It takes a lot of craziness, and it's paid off.
Indeed,
it's been great craziness.
Look at the line at the register.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I love your story about how Tucson Tamale Company came to be. You got to kind of walk us through exactly that life-changing moment in the fall of 1995, how it all started.
Yeah, so Sherry and I were dating. She was living in Tucson. I was living in Denver. And she was going to school, so if we were going to be together, I had to move to Tucson, and I gladly did. And I'd been here for a few weeks, and Sherry said, by the way, on Saturday we're going to go to my mom and dad's, and we're going to make tamales. And me, never having made tamales, I thought, okay, we'll go there at 9 o'clock. About 10:30, 11, we'll be done. We'll go do the rest of our day. So if you've ever made tamales, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you haven't made tamales, get prepared. Because we walked in the door at 9 o'clock. And there's 20 people there. There's 5 bushels of corn and there's 5 cases of beer. And I looked at that and I knew this is not a 2-hour affair.
Yeah, but you were home.
Yeah.
You could have been, wait, 2 cases of beer? I'm in.
It was 5.
Yeah, right. Now, Sherry, you obviously knew what Todd was in for when he walked into your parents' house.
Absolutely, absolutely. Grew up making tamales in my mom's kitchen.
So in you walked and the sleeves rolled up. And then you were there for what?
We were there till like 8:30 at night.
Yeah,
and it was
you don't
great.
You don't just make one dozen tamales, right? When we made tamales twice a year, it was 40 or 50 dozen.
40 or 50 dozen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
50 dozen tamales.
Yeah.
And this was the crystallizing moment, Todd Martin, in your story where you decided to walk away from corporate America?
Oh, no. It was years later.
Years later.
The journey goes from there. So I started falling in love with the process and loving to cook myself. I started making my own tamale recipes. One thing that I didn't like in tamales that I could buy around town was the lard and the masa. So I started with making my own masa and doing things like that. I spent years.
Wait, we got to give my mom some cred here because we started out with my mom's original masa recipe, and then we took the lard out, and everything has been approved and blessed by my mother.
Wait, and I have a great story about that. We actually found the copy of Celia, that's Sherry's mom, her original handwritten masa recipe has ever existed, except guess what? She didn't even write down corn because it was such a given that you had to have corn in the recipe
that
she didn't write it down.
Is that now locked in a sealed vault at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So over time, you just continued to fall in love with the whole process of making tamales, the story, the traditions behind tamale making. And then several years later, you said...
In 2000, it was actually the winter, December 2007, Sherry and I decided we're going to leave corporate America. We're going to go into business for ourselves. And she said, okay, what? And I said, I don't know, but we're going to figure that out soon.
But the fact that she said, okay, what? If I said that into my life, it would have been something entirely different, Todd Martin.
Well, the what happened is my sister had just been visiting. She was out shopping one day. She bought a tamale cookbook for me. She knew I loved to cook and loved to cook tamales. So it was sitting there on the counter. It had been there for a few weeks. And I got up one morning, and literally I stopped and I looked at it, and I said to Sherry, we're going to go in the tamale business.
I was like, you're crazy.
You have no idea what you're in for.
Yep.
And how many tamales have you put out? So now you opened up November of 2008-ish?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So from the moment you opened your door till yesterday, how many tamales do you think that you've served in this community and across the country with your shipping program?
It's close to 2 million.
Close to 2 million tamales.
And every tamale is handmade. Hand rolled. There's no machines.
Almost as many tamales as you have listeners.
Very good, Todd. Click on the draw.
Or almost as many tamales as you have eaten.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's probably about a 1.5 million if you don't count John's consumption.
Yeah.
And the corn. We were talking about the corn in the second part of the show, and really how that is the centerpiece of an authentic quality tamale. We're going to be talking a little bit about your philosophy on organic, you know, and I think a lot of people really talk about organic approach and sometimes may not really know the whole kind of story behind it, why someone invests in an organic sort of philosophy. We're going to be talking with you a little bit about that as well. But you've got this great Valentine's tamale that is free for anyone that comes in here, orders something off the menu, they can walk away with a complimentary Valentine's tamale.
Absolutely. Yep. It's Valentine's Day or day after.
Now, does it ooze, Todd? Sherry, does
it totally oozes. It's like a molten chocolate brownie. We serve it warm, and we've got organic cherries in, and it's just delicious. And a few years ago, we were at a road show in selling our tamales in New Orleans, and next to us was a company from Rochester who was selling custard, and we had what we called the road food mashup. We had our chocolate tamale and their fresh vanilla custard. It was awesome.
Oh,
so we
gosh.
Serve them with whipped cream, but serving it with ice cream is awesome as
well.
I'm getting
saliva all over my microphone, which, you know, our listeners demand authenticity. As we said, they want to know that the microphone is fully salivating. Because when you come into Tucson Tamale Company, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to be salivated. But anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to try some of the fruits of your labors of your incredible team here. We're going to talk about what kind of corn you use in the tamale. And best yet, we're going to offer the experience for one of our listeners to call in and guess the answer to a trivia question. And they're going to get a Tucson Tamale gift card.
Absolutely.
So stick around, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and John Fina broadcasting live from where? Tucson Tamale Company, the new location on the northeast corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanca Verde, having a great time. Also want to take this time to thank our sponsors, without whom this show simply would not exist. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, who we should remind our listeners just opened up their second location up on Oracle and McGee. Hacienda del Sol, Jerry's Cigars, the Entourage Transportation Group, the Wine Inquirer, Landscapes by Turf Tech, Russell Public Communications, and it should be Santan Brewery because John just ordered another beer.
Well, you know, when in Rome, when in Tamale Town.
We are totally in Tamale Town.
Yeah, I'm looking at this menu, and I'm overwhelmed with all the wonderful things. I mean, I come here for breakfast, I come here for lunch, I come here for dinner, I come here for brunch.
Yeah. I told John during the commercial break, I said, hey, walk over there and get me one of those menus. So the menu arrived, and I just began to sort of unfold it. You know, it's not this 3x5 card that says, here's your tamale choices.
Right, right.
I mean, the menu doesn't end, it just keeps unfolding.
I know.
Anyway, but we are here with the proprietors themselves, the people that have brought Tucson Tamale Company to Tucson all the way back in 2008, and we are here celebrating all the success here at their second location. Todd and Sherry Martin, having a great time with you guys.
Having a great time with
Excellent.
You, too.
We're having a great time.
We heard your tamale love story, that you walked away from confident, stress-free, you know, reliable, stable corporate jobs to get into the world of reliable, stable, confident, stress-free tamale making.
That's right, exactly.
And the whole town is celebrating the move and the decision that you guys made.
So are all of our ex-employees.
Exactly. So 2 million tamales later, you're still going, and you're really going strong.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's talk about the tamale. I mean, here we are in Tucson, Arizona, and one might say, Todd Martin, Sherry Martin, that you're going to open up a restaurant in Tucson, and you're going to sell tamales. You know, this is a town that has tamales.
Yep.
What is it about the tamale here at the Tucson Tamale Company that you believe sort of represents what a tamale really can be?
Well, I think it actually starts with when you think about what a tamale is and what the masa is. The masa is really a vessel for whatever creativity you want to put inside. And when I started looking at tamales and history and tradition, you know, Tucson has a great tradition with green corn tamales and red chili beef tamales.
Right, those are the top two.
But
yeah.
If you go to Mississippi, you're going to have a Delta tamale, which is totally different than what you have here. You go down to Oaxaca in Mexico, you're going to have a very different tamale there. You go to Costa Rica, you're going to have a different tamale. So as we started to look at all the different tamales that were out there, we thought, why stop at green corn and Santa Cruz, the red chili beef tamales? Why not go crazy with our imaginations? And so we have the traditional ones for this area, but we took that same concept of taking masa and putting some great filling inside and creating some new and interesting tamales for everybody.
And the masa from the corn, I mean, and I think when people think corn, sweet corn is sort of the top of mind corn. You're not really using sweet corn here at Tucson Tamale Company. Someone told me more of a field corn. Talk a little
exactly
bit about the
right.
differences there.
Yeah. So a field corn is actually about 98% of all corn produced in the world is a field corn.
Hmm.
And what the field corn is, it's a white corn. It actually can come in blue and other colors also, but typically it's going to be a white corn. It doesn't have the sweetness that a yellow corn or a sweet corn has, and it's a much bigger kernel. If you've ever had pozole or hominy,
right.
that's the size of the kernel. And if you just grind that up, that actually has just a lot of corn flavor without any sweetness. And so that's the basis for the masa, is using the white field corn.
And is it all organic corn that you're using here, 100%?
100% organic,
100%
GMO
organic.
Free.
Wow.
Yep.
So that says something about the ethic and the philosophy here. Why go to those lengths? Because, Todd and Sherry, it's easy to get away with not doing that, right?
It is and it isn't, right? Our customers really cared about it, and it's also something that we cared about. And, you know, when we started out, it wasn't organic and it wasn't GMO-free, because we started out and we were much smaller. You know, we have to buy the masa in large quantities, and you can't, and we get it from a specialty place. And so, you know, I think it makes a difference. We care about it, and our customers care about it.
And we're going to obviously taste the difference when we do our little tasting. Now, you're kicking out 2 million tamales from November 2008 till now. Todd, I think you told me a couple of months ago that last year alone, did you hit 750,000?
Yeah.
In
exactly.
1 year.
Yep.
Can I see the calluses on your hand? Are there like tamale calluses? You know, your hands, You feel like banker's hands. I expect to see some serious calluses. Maybe the emollients in the corn keep his. Because I don't know. My hands aren't quite as soft. You got part-time work?
Yeah, really.
Or what? You rub it on your face? I mean.
You can get a facial and a tamale, right?
Organic, GMO-free,
that's right.
Masa facials. That you got to take
there's
the space next
deal
door.
Right there, exactly.
See, I'm the guy that looked at the coffee table book and the business crashed. I'm like, facials? No, you got to have the tamale.
You got to do it. So when you come in here to kick out that volume, and again, this store only opened a couple of weeks ago, so we're really talking about one store down on, it's on Broadway.
Right.
Yep.
And it's tiny.
And remind all of our listeners where the original location is.
It's the address is 2545 East Broadway Boulevard, okay. So it's on the northeast corner of Broadway and Tucson.
Okay, so over there and here, you obviously have some sort of machine where you pour in the masa, you pour in everything, you press a button, and out starts shooting tamales like candies on the conveyor belt of the old Lucille Ball show.
I mean, couldn't be more right, Matt. The machine is named John and Juanita.
And Stacy and Ilse and Milena
and
Cappy.
By hand.
Yeah, everything by hand.
3/4 of a million tamales.
Everything by hand.
By hand last year.
How's that interview go? When someone comes in, they want to be a tamale maker, you know? Can you see it in their eyes once you start describing the job? You see the fear well up? And then you're like, you know what? You might as well go right now. We know you are tough enough.
They know. They can see him a mile away.
I mean, how many people have walked on your
show? No. I do have one funny story is, you know, we hired this woman and, you always check in. I'm like, oh, how'd it go? And she goes, I've done worse. And I'm thinking she's probably not going to last. I tell you, it's one of the hardest working crews in Tucson. I mean, everything is handmade and they care. We all care so much about every single tamale that goes out the door.
Absolutely. So you've got the red chili beef, you know, the pork, you got the green corn. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unexpected tamale experiences that your customers are going to have when they walk in the door.
Yeah, so first of all, let's start with one of our meat tamales, the JoJo. It's if you like spicy, you're going to love the JoJo tamale.
I'm all in.
All right. So we take the beef and we simmer it with chipotle. So that's spicy on its own. Then we take the masa. We roast jalapenos, fresh jalapenos. We roast them. We chop them up. We mix them into the masa. And we put that chipotle beef and the jalapeno masa with cheese. And you've got... Oh. An incredibly spicy tamale.
JoJo has a home in Tucson,
in
Arizona.
Let me tell you the quick story of how it got its name, JoJo, is we had the Tucson tamale, which was jalapeno masa and cheese, and we had the Arizona, which was the chipotle beef. So somebody said, why don't we put them together and see what it's like? So we did it. It was great. We said, well, what should we name it? And somebody said, well, call it the Tucson, Arizona. I said, no, that'll be too confusing.
Right.
Literally, I'm not kidding you. Right at that moment, on the radio came Get Back by the Beatles, and they said JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, so hence we had to name
there
it
is.
JoJo.
Of course. You didn't have a choice. You had to follow that spirit.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. And it's got to be one of your top sellers.
It is. It is.
You know, for all the hotheads here in this
yep.
town. Now, I once heard a story about a New Delhi
New
tamale
Delhi.
Or an Indian tamale? And there was a guy that, I mean, did he come in every day and order these things?
He came in every day for 9 months.
For nine months.
His entire diet was our New Delhi tamales for 9 months. And I think there was some medical things, but he was vegan. He ate that, and he's a different person today because of it.
I love it. So what's in the New Delhi tamale?
It's organic vegetables in a mild yellow curry. And then we do a saffron masa and wrap it in that.
And it's a tamale, John.
It's really delicious. And it makes sense, right? Because it's got it's organic vegetables with in the corn, right? And so corn and curry, it all goes together.
Just
so my birthday's coming.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 30.
Ish.
You look 31.
And I'm thinking
I'll have what he's having.
On New Year's, you know, I rotisseried ducks. Right? With pecan wood.
Nice.
And they were amazing. And I come in here and I'm looking at all this and I'm like, where's my duck tamale? So if I roast a duck and I bring it in, can you make it into a tamale?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I mean,
I'm like, I love duck.
Yeah, well, I tell you, well, given the whole sort of landscape of creativity here, I'm sure you hear from a lot of people like John that say, I think I have an idea for what a great tamale would be. I mean, how open are you, Martins, to suggestions for new creative sort of, you know, perhaps off the hook tamales?
Look at this one right here, the paella tamale.
Paella.
Guess whose idea that was?
A Spaniard.
No, it was a customer. It was one of our Facebook fans. We did a tamale throwdown. They recommended. They had different suggestions. Then we had all of our customers vote on it. They voted on the paella. That was 100% came from our customers.
And, it remains on the menu.
It's on the menu. It's a great
tamale. I think the same goes with the blue tamale, right? Somebody requested calabacitas. So
yes, with cheese and
calabacitas.
And that paella, Spanish chorizo, chicken, and shrimp. And then beyond tamales here, I mean, like you guys, you want to get into other lines of culinary work? I mean, you've got tamales as the centerpiece of your menu, but you also have burritos and quesadillas. You can even get a salad here at Tucson Tamales.
You know, if Russell and I were worth our salt, we'd have booked this for a production seminar and a lesson, right? Because now I'm wondering how you make it.
Seriously. Well, I mean, do you offer, it looks like it's the old Shakey's pizza style. When I was a kid, you used to sort of peek up and watch the guys make the pizza.
Yep.
You can actually get a sense of how things are done by peering in the window over there.
Absolutely, yep. You watch it all. We have nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide.
Come in and
I don't know if they could sanitize us far enough to be able to get into the kitchen.
We need full scrubs.
Yeah. Put on clean suits to get in here.
But anyway, we want to remind our listeners that Todd and Sherry Martin and their charity are going to be giving away a gift card for you to experience the Tucson Tamale Company for yourself. If you are the first person to call in with the answer to our trivia question, we're going to get that to that in just a minute or two. But we want to have an idea. We want to have a time where we're going to sample some of these great tamales, again, to put your very bold claims to the test, Todd and Sherry Martin. So, you know, John and I, we've had a couple of beers. It's been hours since I've eaten, so I've got a fairly fresh palate. What do we have before us?
The first tamale you're going to try, this is, we call it the Santa Fe. It's pork. We roast it with green chili, tomatoes, a little onion. So it's more of a traditional New Mexico green chili versus what you would find in Arizona. And then we wrap it in our white masa with cheese.
Beautiful.
And it is actually our number one selling tamale.
Absolutely wrapped with love, you can tell that.
Yep.
Okay, and this is called the Santa Fe.
The Santa Fe.
First thing I know when I pick this up is the weight. I mean, this is not a small, light, airy sort of tamale. I mean, look at that. When you pull that husk off, it really begins to kind of pull apart, almost like a pulled pork. I mean, look at that, John.
And you can see the texture in the masa, too. So it's not like some fine grain, like leavened out, you know, sort of floury mixture. I mean, you can – oh, look at that. Look at that.
See, I know. This is why it needs to be television. Okay, right away.
Yeah, the masa's fluffy. Okay, it's not heavy.
That's outstanding. Well, that is outstanding.
Boy.
Sorry, guys, I'm hungry. I need a bite, too.
Wow.
The differences in texture, John, as you said, the texture of the masa.
Mm-hmm.
You have this wonderful, fluffy masa. You got the richness of that pork and a little bit of spice coming in here. And you know what? The corn flavor sustains.
Right.
You know, we've had tamales, let's just be honest, John, where...
Flabby. They're flabby.
They're flabby.
That's a great word for
them. And you've completely lost the epicenter of the experience, which is the corn, as you guys said. I don't want this to stop.
Mm. It doesn't have to.
If that's not your new tagline,
I get it.
I don't know what is.
I know why that's the most popular one. Is this the same?
It is.
Oh, okay, that's the same.
Yeah. Well,
so that's good because I would need my own. And what's this? Right. This empanada looking
and
deliciousness.
We started making empanadas. This is a chicken empanada. And this is has more of a Peruvian flavor to it. It's in a light and flaky pastry.
Oh, look at that. It didn't crush down when I cut it. It maintained its form, Matt. Something that you and I can never
maintain any kind of form. Okay, so I think, would it be violating protocol, Martins, if I were going to pick this up with my hands?
No. Right. But look at it before you eat it. Look at that. Look at the layers of the of the empanada dough.
With Peruvian flavors. Talk about what's inside. I mean, with the Peruvian spices and Peruvian flavors.
And Matt's saying talk because he's about to stick it in his mouth and he won't
be
able to.
John, just put it up. Just grab, get some of the nose of that.
You're probably getting a little cinnamon there.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little cinnamon.
Cinnamon and cumin. Mm. And we take fresh chicken breast and chicken thighs. We broil those. And then we mix that with a little cinnamon, cumin, some raisins.
That's fantastic.
It's
I
savory.
Love that.
There's a little bit of sweetness in it, but it's not a sweet tamale.
Raisins and cinnamon. What's the protein in here, Todd?
Chicken.
Man, I'm home.
Chicken.
The layers and the.
And look how flaky that
is. It's not falling apart on you either. It's maintaining its integrity.
That's
something else you and I can't do.
We can't keep a form and we can't maintain our. Where do we go from here?
What are we good for?
Okay, so absolutely gorgeous. We've tried the Santa Fe tamale, we've tried this great sort of Peruvian empanada, and it looks like, Todd Martin, you are unwrapping. A JoJo.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, put that
all
down.
Right,
this is.
Don't touch this. Well, yes. You could, but don't eat that because I'm going to eat that when I'm done. This is the JoJo. Okay, I'm going in.
This is what you've been waiting for.
Okay. Talk to our listeners again. What's wrapped up in here?
Again, it's beef that we cook with chipotles, and then there's cheese in it. Then we roast fresh jalapenos. We chop those up, mix those into the masa.
Mm. And you've got a kick to it.
Yeah, you've got a lot of kick.
Oh, I've got the blue here, which has squash, tomato, cheese, corn, onion, and the blue corn masa. You know, typically when you get a blue corn, you can't taste the difference in the flavor.
Right.
There's a difference here.
You've rendered it
this
beautifully.
This is fantastic.
Okay, so the JoJo, that is love.
And the blue corn.
That is, the spice is, for. It's not overwhelmingly spicy, so those that are just kind of getting a start on the spice, you know what you're in for. This is a gorgeous spice right on the back end.
Yeah, and the one thing that we always caution people with is because we use fresh jalapenos, you can't always gauge the heat level.
Yes.
Sometimes they're going to be a lot hotter.
Exactly.
So
okay, so our listeners want to know exactly what it's going to take for them to come on here to the Tucson Tamale Company and try to get a chance to win a gift certificate for themselves. So, Todd, what would be a fun question to ask our listeners this week?
So as I was starting in my tamale world years and years ago, as I was researching, I found out that how old the recorded history of tamales is. So the question is, can you tell us what the oldest known recorded history of tamales is?
Great question. So let's just say how many
years. Like, was it 10 years ago?
How many years ago?
Well, wait, great. When did you open?
We opened 5 years ago.
Well, there you go.
How many years ago is the first recorded evidence that a tamale existed? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Tucson Tamale Company gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and John Fina broadcasting live from the Tucson Tamale Company. The second location just opened up a couple of weeks ago, northeast corner of Sabino Canyon and Tanca Verde. John, you got a little JoJo running down your chin there. We got JoJo, jalapeno masa, shredded beef and cheese. We had a gorgeous Santa Fe tamale, green chili pork loin, John, and cheese. This blue that I just tasted during the commercial break, squash, tomato, cheese, corn, onion, and a blue corn masa. I mean, they're not cutting corners here, John
Fina.
That's
fantastic, and you just called me out. It's running down my face. I just made an admission, okay? So I think I probably went to the Tucson Tamale on Broadway probably like week one when they opened, and I was kind of like, I don't get it. But I'm telling you right now.
Boom.
Right.
That's all you got to say.
I mean, come on. The vegetables in this blue corn one are pre-roasted. The flavors are just popping out of there.
Right.
And I know like 10 people now who are, celiac intolerant.
Right.
And
exactly.
This is it. I mean, come on. You got vegan. You've got vegetarian. You've got Celia. Everybody welcome here.
Absolutely.
And I'm a convert.
Doris,
I'm digging it.
Beautiful.
I'm in.
Well, Todd and Sherry Martin are here, and they want desperately to give away a gift card to the first person that knows the right answer to our trivia question. Again, how many years ago is the first recorded evidence that a tamale actually existed? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call, 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. We're going to go to line one and say hi to Joaquin. Joaquin, what's the answer?
The answer, I'm going to say 1880.
Oh, okay, 1880. All right, so how many years ago is that?
Oh, gosh, my
goodness. Okay, 1880 was
about 130
years ago. Joaquin,
yes.
You are way
under.
I mean, way under, which means that we're giving a little hint to our next caller. But, Joaquin, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Lori. Hey, Lori, how many years ago did a tamale first come into existence?
I think it was about 500 years ago with the Mayans.
500 years ago with the Mayans. Martins, what do you say?
I say that the Mayans absolutely had a tamale tradition, but it's still a little bit older than that.
Aren't the Mayans a little older than that?
I think so.
Mayans are a little older.
Yeah, I think so. I think Aztecs were...
Right.
Yeah, right. So to get to the Mayans,
you're on the right track.
We got to get back in the time machine.
But I think it's also fair to say, let's give a little hint, we're still well under how many years ago? I mean,
well
Lori said 500 years ago. There, you know, we're talking about a great many years before that. Anyway, we're thinking that Donna might have the answer to the question. Donna, welcome to On the Menu Live. What's the answer? Hello, Donna. Oh, she was so excited about the tamales, and we got disconnected. Anyway, 880.
I'm excited about this sauce.
KNST, 880-5678.
What's in this?
Let's talk a little bit. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take another call here
We
want to give away
a
gift card.
But I want to know what's in this.
We're going to talk about
what Trudy's on the line, right?
Salsa shots here at
Tucson
Tamale
Company. Yeah, I'm in.
Anyway, Trudy, what's the answer? How many years ago was the first recorded evidence of a tamale?
8,000 B.C.
Okay, 8,000 B.C.
That's when we were born. I felt that way this morning.
Okay, so 8,000 B.C., which means that would be 10,014 years ago. Trudy?
Yeah.
We're hitting either end of it. It's
okay.
Somewhere in the middle of the last two.
So you've overshot, Trudy. Yeah. You've overshot. You know,
Trudy, call right back in and give a fake name.
Anyway, Michael, who do we have on the line? Okay, Joan. Okay, so you've heard what's low, Joan, and you've heard what's high, Joan. How many years ago did the first tamale come into existence?
It's 5,000 years, 5,000 B.C., or possibly as long ago as 7,000 B.C. in pre-Columbian history.
Okay, 5,000, she said. She said B.C.
Yes.
I think you're within a couple thousand years. I think we say yes.
We're going to give it to Joan.
Yeah.
Joan, congratulations.
Yay, awesome.
Yes, you won.
Awesome,
I'm so excited
thank you.
For you.
Oh, this is great.
Apparently, I'm not the only one that is excited about this.
I've been wanting to try Tucson Tamale Company for months, and I pass it all the time, and for some reason, I just say, well, I'm going to do that later. I'm so excited. I was telling my boyfriend we have to come over there and get some tamales.
Okay, boy, I think the Martins are going to put you on payroll.
There is no later, Joe. There is no later now.
Congratulations. Boy, I can't wait to meet you. What are you doing tomorrow night?
I think we're calling some tamales.
We're going to Casino del Sol after the tamale company.
Joe,
awesome.
Congratulations. You are in for a big treat when you come into the Tucson Tamale Company. I want you to ask for Todd and Sherry Martin by name. Let them know that you're the one that won this on the radio. So don't go away because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Because I'm salivating just listening to all these descriptions of these wonderful tamales. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Someone get Joan a bib. She's asking for a bib. She's salivating listening to this radio show. She's asking for a bib. Anyway, Joan, congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Sherry Martin, 5,000 years 5, ago?
5,000 years ago.
But these are made fresh, right? So I'm okay.
These are not 5,000 years old.
I think you'll be okay.
But you know what? They are very earthy. I mean, they just have such a great mouthfeel.
Yeah, exactly.
And the flavors, you can just, if you pay attention, you can taste every ingredient, and you can, it's just really a very compelling and wholesome.
It's absolutely.
Very wholesome type of, you know, feeling and experience.
Just like the Martins.
Wholesome just like the Martins.
Feeling in our experience. Anyway, we've got about another minute before our show, unfortunately, has to wrap up.
Aww.
Make sure all of our listeners know exactly where they can find you online and hours of operation.
Online, it's TucsonTamale.com. We're open at Broadway and Tucson Boulevard and Tancredi and Sabino. And we're open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
9 to 8, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Todd and Sherry Martin, thank you so much for hanging out with us for this hour. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
And John Fina, celebrity co-host. I'll be following you wherever you take me. A great meal, a great cocktail. You and me, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
This together for
everybody.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and John Fina reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Tucson Tamale Company.